Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I've been fortunate in my life to be on the leading edge of all kinds of stuff. The discovery of the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis, the discovery of the and understanding of the plant-derived colloidal minerals. Of course, Dead Doctors Don't Lie was the leading edge of the collagen, chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate, program for rebuilding cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And of course, all that together came up to what we call the Mighty 90. And now I'm happy to say that we're on to the next stage of this search for health and longevity for human beings, which I call immortality. Okay, you have to put all these pieces together. Historically, human beings actually got the Mighty 90 through their food, and principally we got our minerals from wood ashes. Wood ashes, of course, were the byproduct of the original universal fuel, which is wood. There are many byproducts of burning wood, light, heat, gases, and smoke, but also wood ashes. And wood ashes are not carbon, although they may have had some carbon mixed in with them, turning the wood ashes gray or black, but the pure wood ashes are actually white. And these are, in fact, the minerals that the tree sucks up out of the ground for its own use. And as you burn the wood, the minerals are left over. Some of the rare earths will vaporize in the heat, but the major minerals will be maintained. And the wood ashes over the years, since the days of the cavemen, were even used as condiments on our meat and worms and bugs, whatever they're eating. They were put in later stages, maybe 10,000 years ago. They were used in agriculture as fertilizer, and as the plants would take up these minerals, so human beings would eat the plants and get their minerals in that fashion. Wood ashes were also added to food in the form of what anthropologists call culinary ashes. It's still used today in third world countries. These culinary ashes are put into flatbreads and tortilla and soups and stews and kind of a chili sort of stuff with meat and beans to thicken it, and also as a condiment, especially when they're far away from the ocean, don't have access to salt, because people have a mineral and salt hunger. Now, when you look at the top 20 longevity cultures, according to the UN and the World Health Organization, they do many things differently than us. So right now, America ranks 50th in the world, even though we're spending 3/4 of the world's annual income or annual expenditure for health. The world is spending $2.7 trillion for healthcare. We're spending right now $2.3 trillion of it, and yet we rank 50th. In 1990, we ranked 17th. In 2000, we ranked 24th. In 2005, we ranked 46th. In 2008, we ranked 48th. And in 2009, we ranked 50th. And it doesn't bode well. I mean, we're not getting the bang for our buck, certainly. That's because we're missing the raw materials, because we no longer use wood as fuel, so we no longer have easy access to minerals. Now, plants do not make minerals. Plants will make vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids, but plants don't make minerals. Plants only require 9 minerals to be healthy and make good seeds for the next generation. The farmer doesn't get paid by how many minerals are in your food, so he only puts in 3 nutrients, three elements, nitrogen, which is a gas, and then potassium and phosphorus, which will give him the maximum yields in terms of tons and bushels per acre. He then adds the other nutrients, the other minerals and vitamins that livestock need to their feed. So he's directly giving them to the animals. Human beings were told in a misinformation way that we can get everything we need just by eating well by physicians, who, by the way, their average lifespan is 56. Now, the thing that we have to do is remember that we need 60 minerals. We need 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And right now, there are 3 categories of vitamins. Historically, there were 2, the water-soluble vitamins, B vitamins, vitamin C, the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K. But more recently, in the last 20 years, we've known that there is a third class of vitamins called the flavanols, or AKA the polyphenols. And so when you look at a complete nutritional supplement program, you have to include all of these. And so this is where NutriCrystals come in. This is where the Beyond Tangy Tangerine comes in. When you mix powder, in the case of Beyond Tang and Tangerine, there's 245 different nutrients in there, 115 berries, fruits, and vegetables in the dry powdered form. And if you were just to have the powder, just by moving the canister around, the larger particles of powder will sort of gravitate to the bottom, and by default, the lighter, smaller particles will sift upwards to the top. And so you're going to get different reactions. You're going to get different benefits. So you might get one benefit in the early stages of that canister, and as you get down to the bottom, you say, you know, it didn't react for me in the last half of the canister like it did in the first half of the canister. So what we did was come up with a new technology called NutriCrystals. It's kind of like the coffee crystal concept. Each crystal is exactly the same. And these are instantized, so that as you put your 2 scoops of the NutriCrystals into 6 to 8 ounces of room temperature or slightly warm water, they will instantly go into solution. Of course, this will be 50% by volume, the plant minerals, and it has 245 nutrients in it instead of 130 like the original Tangy Tangerine. And it's a fabulous product because of the antioxidant power. One of the things that these top 20 longevity cultures have that we don't do is really a great program for taking in antioxidants. When you look at antioxidants, the ORAC value, O-R-A-C, oxygen reaction absorptive capacity, this gives you a sense of how many free radicals will be neutralized by a product. And the American public, on the average, takes in 1,500, 1,500 ORAC points per day. These long-lived 20 cultures take in 20,000 to 25,000. Some of them take in more, but the average is 20,000 to 25,000. They take in 20 times the ORAC points that we do. And so that's why I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And, of course, the beginning of this canister is going to give you the same benefits as the bottom last scoop. And so it's just really a fabulous product. Tastes good. To me, it tastes like raspberry, a raspberry smoothie. Really, really good. And you can add it to a shake, a vanilla shake, to make a raspberry smoothie, or you can put it with ice and blend it up, make a raspberry smoothie. I just love the stuff and the antioxidant power that it has. It's a great way to maximize the antioxidant power and nutrition for any complete healthful program. So make it part of your Mighty 90, the new NutriCrystals with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you love it half as much as I do, you're going to love it. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to introduce you to the concept of immortality. Immortality, of course, has to do with living to be well beyond 100 in a chronological way, 110, 120, 130, but being biologically 30, 40, 50, 60. That's the ideal way. Now, myself, I just turned 70, and that's chronologically. But biologically, I'm 18. When you look at my bone density test, according to a doctor that did the bone density test, he says I have the bone density of an 18-year-old male athlete, and he's never seen anybody over age 25 with my bone density. And when you look at my blood pressure, 121 over 71, my resting pulse is 47, and my blood work, you'd think I was a 18-year-old guy. So chronologically, I'm 70, but biologically, I'm 18. And that's your goal here. Now, to make that happen, you have to do certain things. You have to take in all the known essential nutrients, the Mighty 90, we call it. And you need to kind of restrict calories, a calorie restriction diet. We know from scientific evidence that you can, in fact, add 25 to 30% or even more to your lifespan. Human beings have the genetic capacity to live well beyond 100. We've known that since before the Bible days. And it's a very, very simple thing to do. You have to do a calorie-restricted diet. You have to take in the 90 essential nutrients we call the Mighty 90, and you have to take in at least 20,000 to 25,000 ORAC points a day. ORAC, O-R-A-C, is an acronym or an abbreviation for oxygen reactive absorption capacity. It's actually a measurement of how many free radicals will be neutralized by a particular food or product. And the reason why we can speak with such confidence is that the top 20 longevity cultures, according to the UN and the World Health Organization take in 20,000 to 25,000 auric points on the average. Americans take in 1,500. They take in 20 times the auric points that we do. They have five generations living in the same household. No need for daycare or a nursing home situation there. They live to be 90 on the average. We live to be 75. They live 15 years longer than we do. They have 25 to 50 times the 100-year-olds we do. They have one out of 250 of their population. We have one out of 10,000. They don't have doctors. They don't have pharmacies or pharmacists. They don't have hospitals and clinics. They don't have private insurance, and they don't have government insurance. So how do they do it? Well, they take in all the known essential nutrients, and it's not because they know science. All of these countries are third world countries, by the way. It's kind of interesting. Third world countries, third world cultures. And they pull it off because they're still using wood as the universal fuel. And the wood, of course, has been the universal fuel in the world since the beginning of time. But when you burn wood, when the ashes that are left are, in fact, primarily the minerals that the tree sucks up out of the ground. They might be gray or black because they have some carbon in them, but pure wood ashes are, in fact, white. When you burn fuel, whether for heating or cooking, you're going to get heat and light and smoke and gases, but you also get these plant minerals that are left when you burn away the carbon in the wood. Now, these plant minerals from the wood ashes are not universally the same because plant minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. And that's why I was so excited about the plant minerals, the certified organic plant minerals, the organic colloidal minerals that made so part of everything that I like to do. All our approaches to health include these organic colloidal minerals. Well, the next step here is to make them more available to people and more cost-effective. And we do this through a new process called NutriCrystals. NutriCrystals are a uniform crystal, kind of like the coffee crystal concept, where every crystal is identical. It's not like you're sifting through all this powder with 245 different ingredients, which the Beyond Tangy Tangerine has 245 different ingredients. But every crystal has 245 ingredients in it, and they're instantized. So you put two scoops into 6 to 8 ounces of water at room temperature or a little bit warm, and they'll instantly go into solution. And by volume, you got 50% these plant minerals, and they're in the colloidal state at that point, and it's just really kind of exciting. And you have 5,745 auric points per serving, which is two scoops. 5,745 auric points. So if you have two servings a day, you're getting 11,490 auric points, which is about half of what you need to be taking in each day to kind of come up to where these top 20 longevity cultures actually get. That's part of their secret, is they take in 20,000 to 25,000 auric points a day. And with two servings of the Beyond Tangerine, you're going to get 11,490 auric points, so you'll be halfway there. Also, you're going to get the plant-derived colloidal minerals, and you're going to get high levels of the vitamins and amino acids and so forth, and it's just really a great way to have a core of the nutrients you need to get the Mighty 90 in optimal amounts. I really, really get excited about this because over time, I've actually been in on many, many new waves of information, and I'm so thrilled that we here at Youngevity have, in fact, come up with this new NutriCrystal. It's the next level of science and nutrition, and I'm so happy we're able to include the plant-derived colloidal minerals into it, and you will find it's going to make your life easier. So you don't have to have 100 bottles of stuff all over the place to get what you need. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, our liquid calcium, Osteofex Plus, and the EFAs. And, of course, if you have other health challenges, you might want to add a few other things. But this is a core program to get you the Mighty 90, and it's a great way to start. When you don't have any health challenges when you're young, you want to take all this stuff. Or if you have health challenges and you can't afford 100 different bottles, what you do is you start out with this core of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Osteofex Plus, and the EFAs, omega 3, 6s, and 9s in the proper ratio, and guess what? You're going to do extremely well. You're going to look good, you're going to feel good, and you're going to be like me. 70 years old chronologically, but biologically 18. How good does that get?